Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Kauza Chiefs performance is South Africa for me. Imeng eyinya ngisho umnotho uyasimama. Ngifuna ukukutshela mnganami, ngiyayiphinda lento. Kuwini Sundowns kaningi lokho iwina. Usuke weza nokwazi ukukhuma cricket ngakini. Mhlawumbe wena wakweza, mina ngikwazi. Ngoba ina 57 supporters. Besides 57 supporters, akekho umuntu obonayo nanokuthi kuwiniwe. Ngathi baphiwe. iChiefs mayiwiniwe, umhlaba out the world is shaking.
Uyabeza. Ay, Chiefs. Ngathi Chiefs may winile umhlaba uyashaker. But the most important comment that was shared there, that's actually a clip that's been doing the rounds on social media from a few fans who have been celebrating that Kaizer Chiefs are now the Nedbank Cup champions following this past weekend's derby and game between Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates. And as you've heard, a strong level of enthusiasm and encouragement that, you know what, this football thing, it's great for the economy as well. Well, we thought we'd deep dive into this and really get some insight from two guests who have a bird's eye view of not only the ongoing support and partnership that Nedbank has had as a key sponsor within the football fraternity since 2008, but also getting an understanding of how the city of Durban and eThekwini overall has benefited from the influx of various supporters who made their way to Durban this past weekend. Even my colleague, Mfundo Mabalane of Kaya News, was actually down in Durban to participate in the football this weekend. We're joined by two guests. We'll start our conversation with the deputy head at Durban Tourism, Winnie Lemtungwa, and get some insight from Nedbank Group Executive of Marketing and Corporate Affairs. To give us some insight here is Kensani Nobanda. Sis Winnie, let's start off with you, but welcome to the both of you lovely ladies. I can imagine that after this weekend's activities, you need some rest. Sis Winile, iTheku belituma this weekend.
Absolutely. Good evening to you and good evening to Kensani and the listeners at home and everywhere that they may have been, they are connecting from. Absolutely. This weekend was buzzing. Durban was buzzing and it was very exciting. And congratulations to the champions of the 2025 Nedbank Cup. So for us as the city, you know, there was a lot of tourism boosts from the different, you know, ecosystem products or beneficiaries and participants, you know, from airlines to accommodation establishments, to tour operators, to restaurants, and also the other SMMEs that are actually suppliers of different goods and services and lounges in the townships, because a lot of people, considering the atmosphere and the buzz that was anticipated, they did their own, you know, viewing areas over and above the official ones that were done by the city of Durban in terms of fan parks, which was beachfront and Albert Park. So those were also, you know, packed. It just felt like a 2010 Soccer World Cup, you know, ambience. So for us, it was really phenomenal. And more other people actually left today because it also became like an excursion for them over and above just coming for the final on Saturday.
Definitely. I'm glad that you highlight the economic benefits because, as we know, tourism does have a multiplier effect in terms of the different sectors that it's able to contribute to. What I'm keen to learn from you is how Durban Tourism is looking to capitalize on this growth and build some level of sustainability. So are you looking at perhaps using the model of sporting events going forward to heighten the level of tourism in Durban? What lessons essentially have come out from this experience that you hope to implement in future?
All right, for us, in terms of sports tourism, we already have a strategy and we have the agenda in motion because we do have concrete, solid relationships with our sporting clubs that are originally from Durban. We have got partnerships with the Sharks in terms of leveraging because Sharks is a global, the Rugby Sharks is a global brand. So we partner with them in terms of exposing, you know, the brand globally and locally, and also leveraging from the international games they actually, you know, play here. Like on Friday, there was an international game they were playing. So we leverage within that partnership. We also have partnership with the Lamontville Golden Arrows, which actually also is in the soccer sporting code, and as well as the cricket Dolphins. So that is just within, you know, those, you know, codes. And then in as far as other sporting activities or sporting leveraging, we have the Comrades, which as a city, intentionally we partner with them. It's upcoming. And then we also have the Ironman. Ironman is a triathlon. It's not just, you know, a one sporting code. There's the swimming, the cycling, and the running. So it's a global brand. So for us, we are aware that these sporting events, they really are a catalyst to boosting tourism, not only from the athletes, but also the accompanying spouses, and also from the media partnership and media exposure, which happens from following the sport, but also from exposing the destination. So those are the building blocks that we're actually going to be having. And in addition, which really then becomes a cherry on the top, is the continuing partnerships with sporting bodies like the PSLs in terms of hosting such mega events. And thanks to Nedbank as well, that they chose the destination and our facility, Moses Mabhida, to host such a mega, you know, a national, I'd rather say even SADC, because we even had visitors from outside the borders of South Africa. Okay. So these are the relationships we are building on in terms of just making sure that we continue to be hosting such mega sporting events.
100%. And you're quite right in terms of the growth that sport does have, whether it's Run the Berg in the Drakensberg, Midmar Mile, or even Comrades Marathon, which are usually very unique to the province of KZN, but also the city of Durban. But you mentioned Nedbank, and Nedbank's partnership has proven to be critical for the growth, success, and even the love and passion that many supporters continue to have for the Nedbank Cup. And on that note, let's speak to Kensani Nobandi, Group Executive of Marketing and Corporate Affairs at Nedbank Group, to give us some insight here. Kensie, again, I can also imagine a very busy weekend for yourself and the team, but also one that's been so fruitful and so rewarding. I guess just your feedback as a sponsor in terms of the outcome, the progress and the impact that you've had on the province and city, rather, of Durban.
Yeah, no, thanks, Kuku. Always good to chat to you. It's funny because, so my voice is a little bit gone because I'm exhausted and stuff.
Understandably.
But I was saying to my team, funnily enough, we've just finished Nedbank Cup, and then we've got the Nedbank Polo coming up this weekend. So actually, these things, we never rest, to be honest. Like, it's just completely ongoing and continuous. Yeah, I guess, I mean, one of the things we already, from a calculation perspective, and maybe Winnie can even come in here, we already sort of could tell that we'd probably add about 100 million rand to the economy of Durban, and that's just Durban. And then when you look at it beyond that, so, I mean, I had a lot of people who, because there was, like, no accommodation in Durban anymore, people were staying in Balito, people were, like, staying in, like, such far-off places and stuff. So whilst it might, you know, go to Durban quite specifically, but actually it's a Thekwini impact overall in terms of really what it brings to the city. And then, you know, as Winnie has, like, alluded to, for some of us, we came back today. So it no longer actually becomes just about the football. You get to enjoy other perks and other things around, you know, Durban. And we also saw even last year, I mean, if you look at Mbombela, when we took the Nedbank Cup Mpumalanga last year, 43,000 visitors came into Mbombela. And what we also saw was that a number of them were not just South Africans, but were actually from Eswatini as well as Mozambique. So the impact, I think, you know, we can talk about the impact on our brand. We can talk about the impact on our business and all of that. But I guess for us, you know, one of the things I always say is, if we want to be a sustainable bank, we need a sustainable South Africa. And part of having a sustainable South Africa is having cities like Durban be able to use tourism to grow their GDP.
And maybe let's talk about that, because what you're highlighting is something so critical, not just the impact on the cities and the towns that you identify. Maybe if you can help us understand what goes into that decision-making process, but also the impact that this has on Nedbank. Many might question, how do you calculate the ROI on the investment that you make on the Nedbank Cup? If I'm not mistaken, since 2008, right, Kensie?
Yeah, so it's been an 18-year partnership, actually. Wow. I was speaking to I was speaking to the chairman, Dr. Ivan Khoza, this morning, just to say, you know, thank you for everything, because I think we've got a very good partnership with them, and they always, you know, come to the party. So maybe just to take a step back, I think one of the things people don't realize, and I was getting a lot of that, was, oh, every time the Nedbank Cup final goes to Durban. And I'm like, actually, the last time we were at Moses Mabhida was 5 years ago, but somehow people actually forget
right?
that. In general, we really do try and move the Nedbank Cup final to different cities, because we do understand that we've got clients there, we've got fans there, and we want to give them a different experience. So last year was Mpumalanga, the year before was Loftus, we went to Cape Town, we've actually, interestingly enough, been to all the World Cup stadiums that were built or renovated for South Africa, to ensure that those stadiums don't become white elephants and actually like really get used. So when we decide, we always look at that to say, you know, which cities have we not been to? It's also important for the city to raise their hand, by the way. So we don't, you know, when we had three cities who wanted to host it this year. Yeah. And why that's important for us, because they need to come to the party, because if they don't come to the party, you know, it's not going to work. So when Winnie talks about even the fan parks and all of that, that was a partnership between the city, PSL, and Nedbank. Now, if the city isn't keen on things like that, then, you know, you don't get the impact for fans. And I'm not sure if you've seen the videos
Crazy.
Of people at the fan parks and all of that.
Yeah.
Some people might even say they had more fun at the fan parks than if you were in the stadium. So the city raises their hand and to say, you know, we're keen. We then look at like what we would call a bid, right, to say, so what are they going to bring to the table and all of that. We also look at our own commercial objectives as a bank, you know, in terms of like potentially banking. If we bank the city, for example, or there's, you know, restructuring of something, that also like, you know, impacts us, you know, commercially. So when you talk about return on investment, I guess people always think about just the like the sort of maybe transaction accounts or home loans, but it's in a couple of ways. It's corporate in terms of, you know, if we have a relationship with Eteguini and they bank with us and all of that, that actually becomes something that builds loyalty from, you know, Eteguini to us. But if you looked at this year's campaign, we did something called goals and saves. So you basically had to either open My Goals account, or you had to open a Just Save account. So, and then every time there was a goal or there was a save done during the Nedbank Cup, a pot of money was basically raised. So it was about 20,000 rand for every goal, 10,000 rand for every save. What does that mean exactly? That means people will then open a My Goals account. People will then open a Just Save account. And then we ask them to do different things, whether it's make sure that you're saving 1,000 rand and all of that. And in the end, the pot of money, because we obviously had to wait for the final on Saturday, was above 4 million rand in terms of fans being able to win with that pot of money. So, yeah, I mean, the final thing is the brand bit itself. If you looked at, I woke up on Sunday morning and I went onto Twitter or X to look at the top three trending topics. Number one, and this is like after, this number one was Nedbank Cup 2025. Number two was Kaizer Chiefs. Number three was Amakhosi for Life. So your brand becomes in conversations that people have massive passion points for. And that actually builds your brand narrative and it connects your brand to fans out there. That is very difficult to put a value to it, but actually is something that we believe that as we sell the products that we have, we also have to ensure that our brand is using passion points to connect.
100%. I think this is definitely speaks to the growth and to the multi-pronged approach with which you approach sponsorships with. And maybe an unfair question, but many might say this 18-year relationship, is it going to continue? How long will it last for? Are you going to extend, Kenzie?
Where we are right now, so I think we've got 2 more years. So we signed a 5-year contract with the PSL and about, you know, 3 years ago. So we've got 2 more years. obviously we don't know what the world can look like in 2 years, but there's nothing right now that says to us that we wouldn't continue with this partnership. It's been something that really has helped the brand. And like I said, we work really well, you know, with the PSL. So for me, you know, without knowing what's going to happen in 2 years, I could say definitely we are looking to continue with this partnership.
100%. We're hoping no COVID, no pandemic. We don't want any black
exactly.
star events. Oh, no. We're done with that. Siswinile, if I can come back to you as we close off the conversation. As mentioned, Kensie did mention that 100 million is earmarked to be the contribution to the economy. Are you able to give us an insight as to when we'll have the final numbers and data on the economic contribution of the Nedbank Cup to the economy in Durban?
All right. Thanks. My lady, so where we are in terms of the projections, we had a projection of 93 million and in terms of the direct economic spin-off and also the total spend and, you know, the GDP contribution. What we are excited about in terms of the reconciliation, obviously this is an ongoing reconciliation, is that we actually exceeded our, you know, we over 100 million. So we about 110 million, which is subject to increase once we get, you know, the final information from more flights, for example, and also from the restaurants and many other products within the value chain. So we're really excited. And the contribution in terms of GDP of just this game and the weekend, the contribution it did to the weekend, the transaction has contributed about 230 million to the GDP of the city. So that is really not small. Impact. It's huge. So games like this or vehicles like this are exactly what we continue to be, you know, having an appetite to partner with and host in our city of Durban.
100%. Ladies, thank
you. And Kuku, maybe I could add one thing. I was listening to the clip that you were playing with the Chiefs fan, and I see all this content online saying, have you seen the rand is even getting stronger against the dollar and all of that. I can tell you, I mean, obviously, one of the most important things about the Nedbank Cup is the whole idea of David versus Goliath. Yes. So when you've got teams like TS Galaxy being able to get into the final and win, it's really incredible for us. But as a bank, this was our dream final, to be honest, Chiefs versus Pirates. And I think that's probably why, to Winnie's point, that we're going to exceed the expectations of what we thought it would bring in terms of the economy. So,
100%. You're very right about that in terms of the growth that we see. I'm a bit of a sore loser because I'm a Pirates fan. But we send all the Chiefs supporters our biggest congratulations. And most importantly, as you said, the economy is the biggest winner. So I'll take that any day over the cup. But ladies, thank you so much. This has been such an insightful conversation. And again, making it practical, the sporting events, the things that we hold so close to our hearts that bring about a sense of community also do have a bigger and greater economic impact. Thank you again for your time to the both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you for having us. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That was Winnie Lemtungwa, Deputy Head of Durban Tourism, and Kensani Nobanda, the Nedbank Group Executive of Marketing and Corporate Affairs, giving us some insight into the numbers, the emotion, the data, all behind the Nedbank Cup final. Yeah. Okay, Kosi. And Pelang Umoya, you guys came back after 10 years, so we'll give it to you.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.